Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Consider the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the God, as we celebrate Father's Day this afternoon, I want that to resonate in your spirit, guys. Jesus promised and just can't keep saying it. I know I keep saying it over and over again because you need to hear it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you recognize that he promised that you, if you stir up the gifts of God, that everything in him is yea and amen. Everything in him is yea and amen. Everything in him is yea and amen. Because he promised it. He promised it. So when you can sit there and walk and walk and walk the good steps of a good man or woman of the Lord, he promised that he would be with me. No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation,
taught me values, who's taught me some standards. He's a tough guy. Dad, Pastor Pastor. Pastor 14. 14. Pastor's dad. He's gone. Waiting for the resurrection. But one thing I learned from him in regards to love. He was a man. Humble man. Didn't want nobody to give him honor at all. But he showed love. And a lot of people didn't respect him in regards to that. Because, in fact, I felt like at times, people ran over him. Because he was the type of person that would show love regardless. He was a mechanic. He fixed people's vehicles. He did it for little or no money at all. And he showed love. And I know it's a time, one time, it was like really late at night. We came over there. I know we probably woke up, was having a problem with our vehicle. He came out there, no problem. No problem at all. He didn't fuss. He said, you got yourself in a vehicle, you get it out of it. No. He went out there, showed love, fixed the vehicle like it was the middle of the day. Never heard nothing back from it. Like, you know what? That sorry son-in-law, he came over there and he got, no. Never heard nothing. I never heard nothing in regards to him saying anything negative in regards to showing people love. So that's what I learned from him. But we're going to go forth now in the Word of God. In the Word of God. And we're going to go to 1 Samuel. And we're not going to talk about a lot about 1 Samuel. But I'm going to talk about a prophet named Samuel. Samuel. Samuel the prophet. He came at a time, and I just want to illustrate the time where there wasn't a lot of widespread revelation. So I'm going to go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. But Samuel, I'm going to give you a little history. Samuel was called at a young age to be called a prophet. And some of us are called, but you have to choose what you're going to do with your calling. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. I'm going to stop right there. Because right now, it seems like we're in a time and a day where there is no widespread revelation. There's revelation, but at this time, it seems like it's the time where the men need to stand up and do the will and purpose of Christ. Like Samuel was a small boy. He was called by the Lord. But we are here as men and fathers for a purpose. Just like Samuel was there for a purpose. And he started actually the prophetic. He started as pretty much the first prophet in a line of prophets. Samuel did. And at this time, in a generation where it seems like these young men and women are lost, you must stand up just like Samuel stood up for the word. So, what am I? I'm just gonna just say something to you. Will the real men stand up? Will the real men stand up? You don't have to know a lot. And I know sometimes, and I hear every once in a while, I hear this commercial, but it's about adopting children, and that's the theme of the commercial is, on the radio I was here, talking about a child and adopted child. you, son. I love you, daughter. I'm here for you. Those words can reflect and go a long ways in a child's life. Just by saying that, just by using what God has given you as your gift and talent and showing your children. You could be a mechanic. You could be a farmer. You could be a painter. It doesn't matter who you are. God has blessed you with talent. Let your children know the talents you're blessed up by simply giving them instructions in regards to this is how you do that. This is how you do that. Not only that, is in regards to life. You live the life more than they live the life. Because you're already older than that child is. And I pray that you're a little bit older. Hopefully you're not 8, 9, the child is 1. I don't think that's possible, but you will live a life longer than that child has lived a life. Long enough to give that child some instructions. Because you're at least 15, 16 to 17. So you live some type of life, even if you're young. So you can give that child some instructions based on the life that you lived so far. Based on what you learned so far. In regards to what not to do. But in order to do this, you must have the love of Jesus in your heart to truly give the instructions that you need. But if you're lacking that right now, you feel like, okay, I'm lacking this right now. You ask the Lord for instructions. You ask the Lord to lead and guide you. That's the only way that you're going to be able to give instructions. But you don't have to know everything. But I'm going to give you an example in regards to what the Word gives you an example in regards to a bad seed. We look at Eli's sons and how they were a bad seed. If you read 1 Samuel, it talks about that. And how they were rebuked because they were a bad seed. And they actually perished. You don't want to be that bad seed. You don't want to be that example that Christ uses in regards to you not doing the will and purpose of Christ. You're here for a purpose. And the real men really need to stand up more than you ever stood up before. And I'm trying to cover a lot of ground. And it's very important that you get this out of this. If you don't get anything else out of this, you have to get out of two things here. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose, first and foremost, to be a father to your children. And as a man, you need to stand up and be a man. Be what God has called you to be, to His Son Jesus, by being a man. Not cowering down to society. Not cowering down to what your child is saying. Because sometimes children run the parents. Children run the father. No, you dare to stand your ground. You don't have to go out and whip your child into their unconscious. I'm not saying do that. But you have to give your child instructions. You can't be your children's friends. That's not the way to do it. And if you ask the Lord for instructions, you'll be able to know when to be a friend, when not to be a friend and give instructions. When to show love, there's a time and a place for everything. And guess what? You're going to fail sometimes. As a father, you're going to fail sometimes. There's no father here that's going to make all the right choices, all the right decisions. But that's fine. Because if you're asking Jesus for leading and guiding, guess what? Then you may get things wrong. But the message is going to be what? Heard. Despite your faults. Despite you being human. Despite circumstances and situations that you have with your children. The message will still be heard. Whether they receive it or whether they're not, that seed has been planted. And know that. Because a lot of times we have children that grow up.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org, or you may contact us at 757-344-3773. We want to hear from you. Give us your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Again, it's www.godchasersministries.org, or contact us at 757-344-3773. Take care until next time. God bless you.